One of the challenges that I had an opportunity to really work with and take a deeper look at this past week was the challenges that come from taking things very, very personally. And it took me a long time after I started practicing mindfulness to get to a place where I could see that the cure for this, so to speak, or the way to make myself impervious to this or immune to this, it was not to try to toughen up my exterior. It was not to try to deny my feelings, because I found that it was normal and natural to experience unpleasant emotions, or what you could call negative emotions, due to having something happen that made me feel like somehow I was being put upon, and there's really a host of, there's an entire list of things that I could feel. And I had the opportunity this week to experience some of those things, feeling taken for granted, feeling ignored, feeling not listened to. And there's nothing unique about that. I know that in the human experience, you know, I can't say for sure that we all have experienced this, but I know anyone that I've ever come in contact with or discussed this with certainly has felt this way at times. And it also gives away to not only trying to toughen up the exterior and to try to shield myself against these things, which none of that worked at all. What I also found was that trying to deny myself being in some sort of distinct entity, some sort of being, that was very tempting as well. If I can just really, you know, disinvest in being a distinct being and just ignore all that and somehow reside in terms of my consciousness in a different place where I don't have to even invest in my humanness or being a distinct being at all, that didn't really work either, because that was a form of denial. So I found that really going from one extreme to the other, neither extreme really worked very well. It provided challenges of its own. What I really found when I look back at that, and I think it's all normal and natural to go to either one of these extremes, try to toughen up what we do have and to toughen up our exterior and to guard ourselves or build walls around ourselves, or to go the other way where I'm just in complete denial about being a distinct being. I found that really both of these things, the same thing that caused those unpleasant emotions when I was really not going to either one of these extremes was really the same thing that caused problems when I did go to either one of these extremes, was the thoughts that I was having. Because either way, if I was right in the middle, when I am right in the middle, I should say, that what I'm really doing then, I'm really taking, you know, what the Buddha referred to as the middle path, is that I'm neither in denial of myself being a distinct being or entity of some sort, and at the same time, I'm also not trying to guard myself against anything or protect myself against anything. I'm just being. I'm just basically walking down the middle of the road. And what I find is that by doing that, not going too far to the left or the right, the only way I can really do that is to pay attention to the thoughts that I'm having. And those thoughts ultimately create these identities. So whether I'm at either one of these extremes, and of course, even if I'm right in the middle, I'm not really overly investing any time or energy into this identity. I am just essentially embracing the fact that as a human being, feeling the things that I feel, being wired neurologically the way that I am, there's going to be a tendency at times, and especially if I'm going to choose to not hide from the world, if I'm going to allow myself to be out in the world where all of this is happening, where life is happening, it's going to involve other people. And that the only way that I can really do that without self-destructing emotionally, or even causing myself difficulty on a physical level through the stress and the internal reactions and all of the bracing and the anger and the frustration and the confusion is to realize, to let those thoughts happen and realize that that is part of the process. And I don't want to try to not have these thoughts. I certainly don't want to, I don't want to try to have certain thoughts, because then I'm just doing the same thing again. And what I find is that if I take something really personally, it's just an indication to me. And I had that opportunity this week to come in contact with that. I had the opportunity to become aware of the fact that I was overly investing in these thoughts of being somebody doing something. And then if I'm somebody doing something and I'm really wrapped up in that, I am also essentially wrapped up in maintaining some sort of balance where that doesn't get threatened at all. If I'm overly invested in it, then I certainly don't want something bad to happen. I don't want to, I don't want people to make me feel a certain way, because I want to continue to maintain that projection that I have of myself. I want people to, if this is what I'm overly invested in, then it's going to be the balance, maintaining that balance is going to become more and more fragile. It's going to become more and more tenuous. And that's really ultimately where I have found that maintaining this balance comes from not trying to do one thing or the other. Really, where mindfulness practice has helped me just to cope with being a human being and being out in the world, and even in my relationship, you know, closer relationships with people as well, that where I really want to be is I want to just be in each moment without any preconceived notions about who I am. I don't want to be in denial of who I am, but I also realize that it's very easy for me to get in, you know, to get carried away with thinking I am someone, or thinking that I'm getting somewhere in life, or that I'm making something happen. And it is very different to get to a place where we can get up every day and just function and be in life where it's all happening, without having to overly invest so much in who we think we are or what we think we're doing. And I found for myself that, and I'm not saying that this is something that everyone, this is what's necessary for anyone else. All I can know is my own journey. All I can know is my own experience. And I've found that everyone really finds their own balance for this, or they don't. It's literally one or the other. But at the same time, though, I know now that if I'm taking things very personally, I don't need to either make it worse by overly investing in my beliefs about what is happening, about who I am. And at the same time, I don't need to deny who I am, or the fact that I am a human being out in the world having relationships with people, and not afraid to be disappointed or to feel put upon or to be ignored. And I'm not saying that's what I want to go out in the world every day or wake up every day and expect. But at the same time, what I found that the only way to really maintain any sort of emotional middle ground has been to really stay in that middle path, in the middle of the road. And it is just returning back to, over and over again, when I find myself starting to think thoughts about I am someone and somebody is doing something to me. Why are they doing, you know, then it gets to be all the questions. Why are they doing this to me? What did I do to deserve this? I deserve better. There's all these questions that really I found they're very difficult to answer. I guess I wouldn't say that they're difficult to answer, but if I'm searching for the absolute truth and not the relative truth, what I find is that I really never am going to know what that answer is. I never am really able to understand or know for sure why someone is treating me a certain way. And I don't think that it's really necessary for me to know why that is. what I find is that I can, all I can do is speculate. And then if I'm wrapped up in speculating about it and theorizing about it, then I'm not really here. I'm not really with that person at all. And I'm not really here with myself either. I'm not really open to who I really am, which is whatever that is, whatever that expression gives it, you know, gives it is given in any particular moment, because I am so busy. I've already decided who I am. I've already decided the parameters of what I think should be happening in this moment, and what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And I don't know if this all sounds complicated. That certainly is not my intention, to overcomplicate moment-to-moment existence. But I think in some ways it actually does illustrate how complicated we are capable of making this as human beings. And that's something that's just coming up in the moment, that I'm realizing that that for me has been what has made interpersonal relations so difficult. Getting to know new people, maintaining, becoming acquainted with someone, becoming friends, in some cases closer relationships, having satisfying relationships with people that I'm related to or who are in my family. All of these things for most of my life were very difficult because of how I dealt with my own thoughts, who I thought I was, who I thought other people were. And because of this, at some point I did reach the desire to go to one extreme, which was trying to protect myself against it. And the only way that I could do that was essentially to build a wall around myself and begin to isolate. And then that became, what's scary about that is we can go to one of these extremes and spend a lot of time there, way more time than we ever realize we're capable of. Or, guarding or protecting myself to the point that I'm really toughening up my exterior so that I won't let anybody in. And at some point, there was a realization that life doesn't have to be this way. That I knew that I was missing being out in the world and being around people. But I also knew that when I did this, whenever I allowed myself to do so, that there would be times where there would be hurt, and there would be pain, and there would be disappointment, and there would be bewilderment at the behaviors that were being exhibited towards me, or things that I thought were happening to me. What I find is that in a lot of cases, we can be so wrapped up in who we think we are and our own projections, that what I think someone is doing to me really has so much less to do with me than I ever thought possible. And that is certainly one of the biggest realizations that I've had around this particular subject as well, that I make it way more personal than it really is. Even if someone's behaving a certain way towards me, they may not even see me. They may be so possibly wrapped up in their own projections. And I'm not saying that this is not a judgment. This is not a criticism. This is just simply what it's like to be human. And I know that I have done this as well, and certainly am capable of doing it. And I'm certain that I will do it again at some point. Mindfulness practice and mindful coping practice really don't make me immune to doing these things, because there are going to be times where certain things are going to happen and I'm not going to be paying attention. I'm not going to be aware, because I'm not a machine. There's no way for me to be perfect. It's just really about practicing with the intention and the hope that the more that I do this, hopefully the more often that I will come to an awareness of the way that I'm thinking and how it's getting in my way in my own relationships with other people. And to get to a place where I no longer have to deny that I'm an individual human being, that it's okay to be an individual human being, it's okay to be someone, but not really with what I call a capital S. In other words, I just happen to be one distinct being, but I don't have to get so wrapped up in being that certain someone that with that capital S, where, I'm so busy trying to protect and maintain whatever that identity is, and whatever it is that I am, someone doing something in the world. And my first teacher and guru taught me a lot about the lessons of becoming nobody. And I love that because at the end of the day, he was not, I don't believe that the idea there was to teach us to be in denial that we are a distinct being. But what it is it was a way of reaching us so that we became aware of the fact that really by being nobody special at all, the way that he used to say that was that it was really a signal to just work with the stuff of our lives, to work with these various thoughts and notions when they come up, to work with these reactions. And it was always as soon as we caught ourselves, you know, wrapped up in that reaction or those thoughts, that's really where it became interesting. And that's what I used to love, the way he used to teach this, was that's when the work begins. That's when the fun begins, when we begin to, you know, finally see we've got our baggage and we've got our stuff and we start to work with it. The idea is not to get to a place where we're in denial of the fact that we're susceptible to feeling these things and taking things really personally or incredibly personally. And I know now that really what I want to do is there's no way to fix this and give it closure. The only thing that I can do is to, in each moment, to go into each day and into each moment with the intention of just being aware of the way that I'm thinking. And if I am taking things really personally, then I've lost sight of that middle path. I've lost sight of really trying to just let myself breathe in and out and be here now where it's all happening, as he used to teach us, and not being afraid to be human, to fully dive into what it's like to be human. And there is pain and there is suffering there, but there's also incredible joy and this sense of transcendence and bliss and all these good things that we can have with people if I'm not clinging to my own concept of who I am and who I think they are, and I'm not clinging to them either, that I'm actually just appreciating who each person is as they are without the need to project any of my own stuff on them. And to just be with people and not be worried about who I think that they are. And it's easier said than done, but it is possible. And I've experienced it enough times where I've gotten out of my own way that I can say that it is possible. And it's not guaranteed that I'm going to do that 100% of the time, but that's never been really the point of all this. The point of this is for me to be more fully human and work with the stuff of my life, to work with my cravings and my desires, and to work with all of my own neuroses, as it were, and to be aware of the fact that life can be beautiful amidst all that if I'm doing the work and if I'm coming back to that awareness and practicing being aware and practice working with my own thoughts and my own reactions. It really is possible, and I found that it is possible to have joy in this life and to not get carried away with, you know, taking everything so personally to the point that it's painful to be me, it's painful to be around other people. And so I always come at that, in those exchanges with other people, if I'm coming at it from that viewpoint, then no wonder I was avoiding life. No wonder it was difficult to wake up every day and be in life. It doesn't have to be this difficult. It certainly does. And this is in my, and I don't even know this is an opinion, it's just my experience. It doesn't have to be that difficult. It only is if I allow it to be. And if I am not, and if I'm not willing to at least to meet it halfway and be aware and practice being aware. And ultimately, that's what mindfulness practice allows me to do. And it's available to anyone. There's no requirement to be anybody special doing anything special. It's just a willingness to do the practice and to keep coming back to that awareness over and over again.